Thanks for listening to the Adam and Dr. Drew Show on Podcast One.
All right, everybody. What is it going to take for us to get in Los Angeles from our sacred purple to the red? It's like next to impossible. And, of course, I'm still suffering from COVID fog, and I think my personality has changed. But, of course, Adam will sensitively assess that for me.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Man, they get on. Dr. is bored. Because he's got a specialty there.
What's going on, Drewski? Got some braggots. And some bros.
And bruise him out.
Yeah, still shitty, but better. Every week a little better. But it's uncanny how bizarre this thing has affected me. Uncanny. And I would say I'm noticing lately, I wonder if you noticed this, like I can't do anything. Like you call me, I extend to call you back, and I just don't do it. I just can't do it. I forget.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very weird. By the way, I'm going to go drive into my Fox 11 news thing tonight, so I'm going to call you on the way back. So that ritual will be in my head. I'll be able to do that, I think.
Good.
What kind of shape I'll be in driving back, we'll see. But I think I've had a little personality change from all this thing. Have you noticed that?
No.
Okay. I figured.
Why?
Just curious. Wife's complained a little bit about it. I'm more irritable and I jump at shit. And, you know.
Let's see. Yeah, but you know,
excitable.
You were going down that road before this. I got news for you. I think this COVID getting the COVID. It was the COVID world we're living in.
I think
that agitated you.
Yes, it did.
What happens is you get older. Gets older.
First of all, how dare you?
No, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
You get older. As you get older, you tend to, at least I tend to, become a little more pragmatic.
Yes.
And maybe a little more even or some version of that. A little less impulsive, a little less. You know, it's the same thing that prevents you from fighting. You know, when you're 22, maybe you get into a street fight. You don't get into it at 52.
You don't feel like it.
You don't feel like it. You're not up to it.
You're not up to it. You just don't feel like it. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. So then as the world gets younger and dumber, you then are getting older and sort of more even, and they're getting younger and dumber, and they're floating more and more retarded, insane ideas and wanting you to go along with it.
Yeah.
And so if you're wired like a sheep and you're scared for your job and everything else, then you have to go along with the orthodoxy.
Yeah.
But if you're like we are, you tend to get agitated.
Yes.
Because you're like, this is fucking nuts.
It's irrational.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, right.
And then all the people around you who are just scared go, no, I'm in. No, I agree.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And it's like, nothing's wrong with me. Schools should be open. Well, what's wrong with you? Well, we're going along with these people because we don't want to get flogged in the town square. So now there's friction.
Yeah.
Because you go, well, I know what's right, and I know it's statistically sound, and I know everything else, but you have joined all these idiots, mainly because you're cowards, but you've joined all the idiots, and now I feel like I'm out on an island, and I'm making sense, but everyone is saying you're not making sense.
You're on Ration Isle.
Right.
Rational aisle.
Right.
Going, what? What? Huh? What? Why? What?
Right. Right. And so you then have a choice. Do you join in with the troop that wants the schools to stay closed and wants to label everyone white supremacist, or do you go out on rational island and take your lumps?
Well, I just emailed a tweet to Gary from Phil Kirpin, who's a guy I want you to interview at some point. But he was saying that Fauci now is on the record, schools open. So let's listen to Fauci.
Well, the thing
he's
about –
he's not been wrong at all. He fucked up the mask thing. All right. We got that wrong.
Right. But the thing about the folks that say to listen to Fauci, they're kind of selective about – listening to Fauci. He has certain things he says they listen to and certain things he says they don't listen to, depending on whatever their agenda is. I have no idea why we're going into 1 year of my kids not attending schools. I mean, I know why. It's teachers' unions. I do not know why we're not all turning against teachers' unions.
Hey, they've now.
And by the way, the Biden administration wants to get rid of school choice. So you're just going to get more of this.
What's interesting to me is they've sort of shown their cards a little bit now, because they went, all right, let's vaccinate all the teachers. We'll even think about vaccinating down to age 15, maybe down to age 12. Let's get going. They're like, no, not till every child is vaccinated. Adam, I'm on the record saying that will never happen. Well, not only will they not study the children because they don't get COVID, no parent's going to allow that.
Yes. Well, how many times have I said they want to stay home and get paid? And so do I, and so do garbage men, and so do hairdressers, and so do people who work at Trader Joe's. Everyone would like to stay home and get paid. Now, the only difference is everyone else lives in a world where that's impossible. You guys, the teachers, live in a world where it is possible. So you then are trying to implement that. And you're doing a fine job. I mean, it's been a year out here in California.
Well done.
But it's at a certain point.
Well, here, I have a whole new kind of, I don't think I brought this up to you, a new sort of perspective on the last year. And I look back at where I was a year ago and I got belligerent. That was my mistake. I got aggressive and pushing back on the press.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the panic porn, right? But more when I look back at what I was saying, first of all, I always said, listen to Dr. Fauci, listen to the CDC. And of course, everyone leaves that out of everything I said back then.
Right.
But I was wrong about the infectivity. I was wrong about the seriousness in some populations. But what I got right was I saw the panic porn the press was pushing, and it was explicitly the lockdown idea. Now, you will not find the words lockdown or social distancing in any infectious disease textbook or in any epidemiology textbook. It's not a concept until Secretary General Xi implemented it in China.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, don't worry about what's going on in China. Stop it. We don't do that. It's not going to work anyway. Just stop it. We literally have forced the Communist Party's policies up the tukai of everybody.
Yeah.
They set the sort of standard, and it works in places like New Zealand, where you have an island and you never even get to a 1% penetrance. But once you get to a 1% penetrance, it's on. That lockdown just doesn't work. It makes things worse. And all the data shows that. But what I find curious is that this was not a medical policy. This was explicitly the policy of the Chinese Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who we want to be? Is that what we want? I guess.
Well, yeah, we do. Where do you think we're going? I mean, what do you think people are asking for? What do you think?
How do we like it so far?
Well, it can't work. That's the problem. But that's what they're looking for. I mean, that's – what do you think the AOC crowd wants? I mean, they never say it, but that's what they want. First off, how long have these asswipes been courting, Venezuela, started with Cuba, was also in Russia. Now, it's China. It's like, hey, these people are good. They know what they're doing. They're not so bad. How long has that?
We seem to have gotten over it for a while.
Yeah, in this country been basically
deluded by that.
Yeah, like useful idiots for many of these horrible regimes, That's what they want. I mean, look, you can go. Well, they don't want China. They don't want what's going on in China. Okay, here's the deal. I've made this metaphor an example before, but I do think it's dead nuts on. It's dead fucking nuts on. It is my Jay Leno turbine car versus an internal combustion engine, which – it's not even a metaphor. They hate the internal combustion engine. You know what I mean?
You're the same people that want the communist position.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, so what the AOCs and the squads and the hard left is saying, and the people that govern California are saying, is essentially they're not saying it out loud, but this is how they're acting. We think the turbine car is the car of the future. And then somebody says, I know it sounds great, right? Like clean burning and jet age and all that kind of stuff. We tried it. It doesn't work.
Tried it more than once, right?
Yeah, it was a couple tries. Yeah. It didn't work. They scrapped it. They went back to whatever was in the Model T from your grandpa's internal combustion engine.
Right.
And now what they're basically saying, and this is what you get, and this is how it works. They go, okay, there are things about the turbine car. It didn't work. It didn't work in Venezuela, and it didn't work in Cuba. And we admit that. We admit that. But we'd like something close to it. We'd like to go that direction. You know what I mean?
I hear something a little different. May I push?
We want a version of the turbine car, but it's our version of the turbine car.
That's what we hear.
Now,
we will do it better. We'll do
the problem with the turbine cars, it didn't work.
They did it. That's the problem with it.
For Chrysler.
Yeah.
But we're Ford.
Yeah.
And we're going to do our own thing because this is the future. And I'm like, all right, the internal combustion engine fucking works, and it's proven, and that's capitalism, and that's free markets, and that's small government and democracy. Okay, that works. And they're going, yeah.
We need something new.
We're not going to do what Chrysler did.
Yeah.
We're just doing a version of it. We got a better take. We got a hot take on the turbine car, and what you feel as they get closer to the turbine car is the effects of the turbine car. Okay, it doesn't work. Then they're like, yeah, but we want to keep going. We want to keep exploring that. We want to keep moving that.
We love it. We know it'll work.
I don't know that they know it'll work. I do know that it just means more for them, more power for them, more rules.
Well, you also start putting a value judgment on the turbine above the Model T. One is better. One is more accurate.
Well, now it's if you like the Model T, you're racist.
Correct.
That's – yeah. Which by the – go ahead and explain to me why the turbo car or the turbine car is going to work. Don't tell me that people that back the Model T are racist. That means you've lost your fucking argument.
It's an ad hominem argument. It's an attack on the person rather than a defense of the position, which is what we're into these days. That's what everyone does.
You're also kind of admitting your turbine car doesn't work. Because if it did, you would then explain to us how it works. Not
right, you're
racist for wanting a Model T in your driveway.
Yeah.
So that's what you're seeing, and that's where we're moving. And then the more people that get kind of indoctrinated into that system, where the government's kind of taking care of you, and they're going to make the rules, and they're going to lock you down, and they're going to tell you where you can go, and you know, you can't go on the beach, you can't go on the horse trail. People should have been saying, "Fuck you." We're not going to do that. You don't have the power to enforce that. We should have done that all along, but people dutifully followed along. And then if you wanted to go to the beach or the horse trail, were you a champion for rights or were you a hoaxer, trumper, racist? See, right. That's the way they work. Now, thankfully, I would go to the beach and the horse trail. So I was like, fuck you. I don't know. I am flummoxed by how many super soft-headed, weak-ass pussies there are in this state.
My favorite story.
And by the way, you're getting what you brought on, you fucking retards. You voted for Gavin Newsom. Then you supported Gavin Newsom. Then you started yelling at other Californians who went on the trail or who went to the beach. And now you fucking reap what you sow, you fucking pussies. That's what you got.
My favorite.
Do you want more of it? That's my question. Would you like more? Because that's what you're asking for. Or you can step up and push back.
And really, when you get
dissent is patriotic. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they're saying.
No, it's
resistance.
What they used to say.
Resistance is patriotic.
Right.
Still, my favorite story will have been my favorite story from this entire COVID nightmare is you talking to that guy on the horse trail.
Blah.
Where's your mask? Where's your mask, douche?
No, he didn't ask me where my mask was. He wanted to know what I was doing on the horse trail.
Yeah.
Told him to fuck off.
And then told him he should get tank spikes.
Tell him to go get a mask. Fucking idiot.
And tell him to put up the same defenses that we had at Omaha Beach to prevent people from going on the horse trail.
Oh, I feel so sorry for people who speak to me. It's got to be so sad. They don't know what they're up against.
Meat grinder.
Oh, I fucking – that guy was grist for my mill.
It was so good.
Yeah,
I'm so glad I was on the phone with you when that happened. I got to witness it.
They put all the police tape around the horse trail, and I was just like, well, fuck that. And I just walked through the police tape and went on the horse trail. And, the guy got out of the car, wanted to know what I was doing. But without a mask.
Where's your mask? You asked him where his mask was, and then you told him you should get the what are those spikes called? The tank defense?
Tank traps.
Set them up. Maybe you'd stay out there.
No, the first thing I told him was to go back to his car and get his mask. The one thing about all these government dullards is they're fucking dumb. I mean, that's the number one thing. You're some fucking 60-year-old guy. You're making $65,000 a year. You've been working for the city of La Cañada for 27 years. Obviously, you're a fucking idiot. So let's understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, the older you get, the more you realize these government people, teachers or whatever, they're fucking idiots. You want to listen to these people? By the way, you know when you go through the airport and they got the really dumb security person, or you go to the DMV and they got the really dumb... What the fuck do you think our city council is? A version of the Dumbo who's at the fucking DMV who couldn't cut it in the private sector. That's what you're dealing with.
At least the city council gets elected. How about the public health officials that apply for those jobs? Those were not good jobs when they were put in those positions. Now they're getting paid a lot. Back then, people literally couldn't make it elsewhere.
All right, let's talk to William from Glendale 50. William?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Drew. How you doing?
Hi, guy.
Hey, man.
Hey, guy. Hey, it's always a highlight of my day to speak to you guys on this topic, and I'm glad we're on topic because we're picking up where we left off last time. Dr. Drew, you're in Pasadena, Adam, you're in La Cañada, and I am in La Crescenta, and unfortunately, we're all part of Los Angeles County. Okay.
Yeah.
So this number, Dr. Drew, we got to get from purple to red. You've mentioned this many times. It's seven new cases.
Seven per 100,000.
Yeah.
We got to get from purple to red.
That's to allow us some basic privileges. It really is not. It's not really much of a move in terms of what we're allowed to do.
Get the color screen out, Gary. I'd be curious.
Get the color screen out and let's look at this real quick. You just Google it in and you'll find it. Just type it in. Now look at the number seven. Think about the number. We don't think about the number. That's 0.007%.
Can we ever get from seven out of 100,000? Can we get below that, Drew?
We can get below seven, but that's as far as we're going to get.
What are we at now?
Like between 40 and 60.
Mm-hmm. 400.
We're at seven. No, we have. So the number is in LA County, 700. You can easily figure out LA County because there's 10 million citizens. But the number is 700 per day. We're at 7,000 per day now.
Right. We're essentially 10
going down.
We're off by a factor of 10.
Mm.
And to get down below seven, which is what we need to get to red, we're just too big a region. Even if you vaccinate everybody, I don't think we're certainly not going to get below red ever,
right?
Ever. Mm-hmm. And you forget their original position was one death per 100,000 per week, which was like what? That's never going to happen in a pandemic. It's a pandemic, guys. It's impossible.
So this is the next hurdle that the governor has to realize that what you've been saying is that this number is unrealistic. This is an unachievable goal. We can go on like this forever and have no deaths from COVID. At what point are they going to change the algorithm to make this?
Adam would tell you never.
That people just need to start opening their businesses. That's it. School,
there is a doctor. I don't know if you heard of him, Dr. Drew. In he's a Shane Crotty. He is an infectious disease specialist out of La Jolla. Have you heard of him? Do you follow him on Twitter?
No, I just found out my entire social media and YouTube was canceled by YouTube by Google because I dared to have conversations with doctors about treatment.
Oh, really?
I had multiple doctors on, multiple treatments discussed, toxaluzumab, lorlumab, ivermectin, all kinds of things. Just talking to doctors about treatments. Canceled everything.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Did they come back?
My wife's freaking out right now. That's what all this texting is about. She's losing her mind. So if I guess anybody that's following me.
This guy's in La Jolla, and he's great. Have him on the show and ask him these questions. Dr. Fauci has quoted him a few times.
Okay, and?
He'd be great to talk to, talking about this number. How realistic is this number? And let's start pushing this, because this is our next hurdle here. We've gone through the let's get out of the safer at home hurdle. Now the purple hurdle to get our kids back in school. That's what the California, I just got the letter yesterday from our Glendale school district. It says, until we go to purple, kids are still not be able to come back to school.
Until we go to red, right?
Red.
Yes.
Yeah, so we get out of purple and go to red.
And by the way, there is a way to sort of comply with their tier system is like not do it by county. Do it by school system or smaller regional things that can possibly get down below these numbers.
Listen, the only good part of this whole thing is I was talking about teachers not being heroes for the last 10, 20 years and school unions, teachers unions not being fans of kids. And now we're seeing it.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing it. So, Drew, you got shut down?
Yeah, yeah. My wife's just freaking
out. Did they offer
out.
A reason?
Let's see here. Members of... I'm reading their stuff to me. Got the word. No, it doesn't say why. No. Let's see if the email tells me. Hold on.
And now, what do you suspect?
Here
it's
it is.
Because
your channel has one strike. You won't be able to do things like upload, post, or live stream for 1 week. A second strike will prevent you from publishing content for 2 weeks. These strikes in the same 90-day period will result in your channel being permanently removed from YouTube.
Yeah, so your channel's not down. You're just being restricted right now.
Because of what?
There is an email somewhere that will give you very specific things and methods to appeal.
Oh, our term has reviewed your content. Unfortunately, we think it violates our medical misinformation policy.
Yeah, of course that's what it's going to be.
Thank God. The only good part about this whole thing is people are starting to wake up to how fucked up this shit is. And you have to understand who is doing this shit. This is the left. This is not the right. Everyone thinks the right's the dangerous side, but they're not the ones that are canceling everyone and shutting everyone down.
Well, censoring. Censorship.
Censoring.
Yeah.
Well, what did you say? I mean, just talk to doctors about medication.
Yeah. What are their ideas about medication? Maybe it was Phil Kirpin that got me. I don't know.
What's Phil Kirpin?
Phil Kirpin is a guy that's looking at data. And he's sort of like Alex Berenson a little bit. He's just looking at data subjectively, objectively, trying to figure out what's going on in the data. And he I think he came down hard on the favor of school opening. Maybe that was
the issue. Is this Facebook?
This is YouTube. You can go to my Facebook and my website, I think. Let's see what she said. Periscope. You can still see me on Periscope and Facebook.
But that's YouTube. All right.
Yeah. So if you're following my streams, that's where you need to go.
Again, the scary part is a lot of middle of the road, kind of even keeled people as of, pre-Trump would have pushed back against this.
Yeah.
Now they kind of like it. Oh, they like it.
Well, there's a guy I talked to.
They make excuses for it.
So there's a guy I spoke to. He's a high-tech guy, very successful, very rich dude. And he's been doing research on Luvox or fluvoxamine. He funded some studies that JAMA published. Fluvoxamine is looking good. He went to the biggest researchers and goes, what do we do here to fight COVID? He goes, well, he was told, find things that we're already using that we know are safe and see if we can redeploy them in ways that are effective for COVID. Fluvoxamine turns out to have some really significant anti-inflammatory effects. He talked about it on his YouTube channel, immediately canceled. So this guy called the head of YouTube and said, what the fuck are you doing? They reversed it.
Yeah. Well, again, they always make mistakes, but what direction do their mistakes always go?
Well, if you don't have the power, it's going to go against you. That's
no,
clear.
But
unless you have billions of dollars.
Do they go? they always mistakenly censor someone, or that was a mistake, or we shouldn't have taken down the Washington or the New York Post Hunter Biden. Yeah, we shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
Right. But you did it.
Why'd you do it?
Right.
Oh, we made a mistake. Okay, but you don't make mistakes when AOC says something. How come? How come your mistakes go to the right? How come they don't go to the left? Well, just admit you have an agenda, and then we'll get on with it.
I don't think there's any more debate about that. It's not a it's not something that's open for conversation. That's their their agenda. Period.
But the world doesn't know that.
I think they're kind of waking up to it a little bit.
They do not. A lot of the people in this town do not want to admit that. Joey, line one.
Yeah.
Joey, 40, San Francisco.
Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
All right. Good to talk to you guys again. I called a few months ago about our overdose deaths
for
COVID in San Francisco.
Yes, I remember.
So, yeah. So last year we had 235 COVID deaths. Mm. And we had 699 overdose deaths.
Perfect.
Deaths in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And kind of a number two, Narcan deployments, we had 3,470 times that Narcan was deployed. So that's, you know, 3,400 deaths that were prevented.
How does that compare with pre-lockdown?
As far as COVID deaths in 2019, it was overdose deaths in 2019, it was 441. So we had over 250 more.
And how about the Narcan?
Narcan, I'm not sure of, but I mean, we just got Narcan in 2017, and it's been just every year, it's just going up.
Yeah.
By a lot.
So what goes on when the police department reports this? What do the politicians do, think? What's going on with their head?
Well, okay, that's something else I wanted to tell you about, which you always say this, that the politicians are literally murdering people, letting them die in the street, which is 100% true. So our city attorney, not our district attorney, who's basically a communist, our city attorney did an injunction against 28 drug dealers in the Tenderloin. So 28 people who don't live in San Francisco, don't have a job here, they've been arrested at least twice, said, okay, you're going to get a stay-away order from Tenderloin because they're mainly killing homeless people with the drugs. Now, of course, the ACLU was on top of them for that.
Oh, my God.
Which to be expected, but the Coalition on Homeless was also against him doing that.
Oh, my God.
Which just goes to show that all they care about is money. It's a money grab.
Holy shit.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know what the ACLU cares about anymore. The ACLU is a classic example of a group that was there for civil liberties and had all the right intentions and now has just been completely taken over by the left and now is just a fucking tool for the left wing of this country. Why did that happen? I mean, the Sierra Club, that's happened. Like, why are all these groups co-opted by the left? Why aren't you? The ACLU is now cheering for publishers who cancel people who write books that they disagree with.
Right.
That's the ACLU? You're supposed to be fighting for the fucking author, not for the bookstore that's canceled the book.
Yep.
That's not what you're supposed to be doing. Does anyone – you guys forgot your fucking mission statement? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joey.
All right, Joey. Hey, everybody. Speaking of scammers, they're using the second stimulus to steal personal information. LifeLock, everyone. The scams include offers to send payment faster, fake checks, or unsolicited messages by someone claiming to be the IRS. Got to get some LifeLock to help protect you from this stuff. You got to understand how cybercrime, identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we're putting our information at risk out on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could take your savings, credit, reputation. That's why you need LifeLock. Good thing LifeLock is there to detect a wide range of identity threats. Your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert and give you access to dedicated restoration specialists if you become a victim. That's right. We like the internet. We like the ease. We like to buy stuff on the internet, but we expose ourselves. Good thing there is LifeLock. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code Adam. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com, promo code Adam.
I wonder when they're going to, you know, take you off the Apple platform or whatever the hell. Just for talking. It's going to happen. Somebody's going to do something.
Well, look. A lot of people have been saying it's going to happen. As a matter of fact, I actually heard a clip of Brett Weinstein talking in No Safe Spaces when we interviewed him, 4 years ago, liberal teacher from
Evergreen.
Yeah. He's basically saying, he was saying 4 years ago, oh, they're coming. You think, see, here's where it starts. People are like, I don't want Ben Shapiro to speak at Berkeley. He's a hate monger. And everyone applauds that. Oh, good, good. Keep him out of there. Shut him down. And they go, good. That's what we're for. But they don't realize is at some point they're coming for your fucking YouTube page. And well, you shouldn't have been cheering on when the crowd wanted Ben not to speak.
I noticed some editors have been canceled. And they're like, yeah, can't believe it. They're going to come for you. That they're starting to get clipped here and there.
Yeah. Well, you know. By the way, fuck all those people who were canceling other people 3 years ago and now have been canceled themselves.
Well, that's the nature of the guillotine. It's study history, everybody. When the guillotine comes out, the first group that goes on the guillotine is followed by the group that put everybody on the guillotine. That's how it works.
All right. February 26th, 27th, Oklahoma City, Bricktown Comedy Club. Kansas City and Royal Oak have been postponed because of COVID, whatever. And you go to adamcarolla.com for all you need. What do you got, Drew?
Well, I had a YouTube channel. You can go see when it comes on up. It's YouTube Dr. Drew. Facebook Dr. Drew is where you can still go. And you go to I'm Periscope also, Dr. Drew, and see my streaming shows and see what is so upsetting to people. Check it out and see if you're upset by it. Guess what? Just a bunch of doctors talking, just sharing ideas, talking to each other. What happened to my profession? Trying to figure that out.
Oh, your fucking profession. So many of your cowardly colleagues have just joined in this fucking witch hunt.
It's funny. The surgeons,
so
not so much.
Not the surgeons, but all the fucking rest of you assholes. So, till next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.